Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I have yet to get a Popeye's chicken sandwich.
Me too.
I went a couple weekends ago when they brought it back. Or was that last weekend? I can't remember that far. Oh, God. I got to cut down on the weed.
Yeah, you do.
There was a huge line. I'm like, I can't. I'm not, you know. And I'm not the kind of person who would, I mean, what? We've had someone stabbed and killed.
Yes.
We've had multiple violent incidents. Someone pulled a gun on a store manager in Texas because they ran out last time around. And then recently, this was in Los Angeles, right?
Was this
in L.A.? A woman in a Mercedes tries to cut the line at the drive-thru at a Popeye's because there's a run on the chicken sandwiches there. We got some audio from it. She tries to get around one of those poles, those like concrete steel poles, and she totally ruins the side of her Mercedes. And then you'll hear like this guy slamming on a window. Some guy gets out of the back seat of her car and is trying to is banging on the window
like let
of a
us
car
in.
That's in line. Yeah, and she's trying to cut, and there's this poor guy out there here. Just listen to the audio. See, I don't know. He's trying to get the guy to roll down the window. There's high school. What's funny is these high school kids are filming it on their phones, and they're eating the chicken sandwiches.
Like, they went inside.
Right next to the car. Right, exactly. And then there's this poor guy from Popeye's in his orange shirt out there
and his
baseball hat. He's just the regular guy working at Popeye's. And
his manager said, Mitchell, get out there.
I know. It's like, why do I have to go out there?
I make $9 an hour.
These people are crazy. They're going to kill me. And he's trying to explain to people, you know, the woman you can't cut in line. And she keeps driving and pieces of her car are coming off. And it's just.
And it's a Mercedes-Benz, too.
It's a Mercedes.
That's a total BMW move.
It is a Beamer move.
Yeah.
Yeah. Only Beamer drivers would do something like that. And there was the guy that was in Harlem. And I always love to say this, he was with his daughter.
Yes.
Setting an example.
But even his daughter would know better than that lady that there's no cuts, no butts, no coconuts. You learn that in first grade.
I never heard of that ever.
Huh? Yeah, you have.
No cuts, no butts, no coconuts.
You've never heard that?
I may have heard that in a bathroom at a nightclub.
Did we just switch roles?
How did you not? I don't know, man. What food would you get violent for?
Violent? Oh, man. Maybe, Dunkin' Donuts used to have burritos.
The breakfast burritos?
Yeah, and they went away.
Really? You would get violent for one of those?
Oh, yeah.
I mean, they were okay. But
they were so good.
I don't know if I'd, smash somebody's window or pull a knife.
I might.
Really?
They're the best hangover food, too. They had them. They went away. Came back a year later. Now it's been, two or three years since they've had them. And
you know, if Cape Cod potato chips said they were going out of business and they were going to stop making them, I may go on a Devil's Rejects type spree of just going from store to store even driving down to Hyannis to the factory and just I'd arm myself. I'd be ready. I'd buy a Kevlar vest and a helmet.
Hold
and,
everyone at hostage.
Yeah. I was like, bag these up right now.
All sizes.
Rake them out of the vat. Put them in bags. Put them in the back of my RAV4.
Individual, family, party size.
Right. All of it. Yeah. Except for the barbecue ones. Like I only like the plain. I have to eat them every day.
And you don't even need to dip them in anything. They're so good.
Yeah. That's probably the only thing if they stop making.
Have you ever had the jalapeno ones?
See, I'm not crazy about
me either,
those.
But the Tostito jalapeno ones. Oh my God, I love those.
You know what's great is the Tostito lime. I love those. Those are great.
Those make me so angry.
Well, you don't like those?
No. Oh, my God. No, lime
Dipping
does not.
Dipping those in guacamole is like magic.
You don't put lime on chips.
Yeah, you do. You put lime. You don't put.
Those just. I went to go buy the jalapeno ones one time, came home with lime, bit into it. Oh, man.
You have issues. If it makes. Well, so that would make you angry, not because you couldn't get them. Because,
I'm mad they have lime.
Because they exist. You're angry because they exist.
Stop making these.
Okay, geez. Oh, Josh is getting angry, are you? Let us know what food you would get violent for. Seriously.
Nobody's going to say lime chips.
Yeah, it's now they are. Oh, they're totally going to text that in now. 97107, or you can call us up 617-764-9223. The McRib? Maybe. Yeah. This is Glorious Sons. Glorious Sons, SOS, here on the only station that really rocks. It's WAAF, and this is a great idea. We're asking because there's the Popeye's chicken sandwich rage going on right now, and some woman ruined her Mercedes trying to cut in line. Some guy was getting violent with a manager in New York. You know, there's been stabbings. There's been guns pulled. There's been beatings.
It?
Yeah, is it worth it? So we're trying to figure out what food would you get violent for. I said if they stopped making Cape Cod potato chips, I'd go on a Devil's Rejects type of crime spree and just round them all up. Josh?
The Dunk's breakfast burrito.
They don't make anymore.
No.
So I'm glad that nobody that works for the Dunkin' Donuts Corporation got hurt after they stopped making
But
those.
Now that I think about it, if they stopped making the Ben & Jerry's Half-Baked, we'd have some issues.
That's really good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I eat that every night.
If they stopped making Ben & Jerry's in general, because there's so many I like, I'd probably do the same thing. I'd go to like the supermarket and just...
I can't go back to the other
ice cream. With a ski mask. Yeah. Just put it in the bag. Shut up. Don't look at me. All right, just put the fish food in the bag. This texter says, 774 texter, I'm going to try this. Take a shot of tequila and chase it with a Tostitos lime chip.
Nope, you're just trying to make me angry.
No, that Use sounds like a great lime. Idea. Nope. I can't believe you don't like those. I even like those with the crappy pre-made, you know, weird plastic-tasting guacamole that you buy already packaged.
Do you hate good food?
No, but that's good food.
No, it's
You
not.
Shouldn't even talk. You didn't even know what a fluffernutter was, Pee-wee. Shut up.
Lime chips suck.
This 978 texter, I would dropkick someone for Gusher's fruit snacks.
Oh,
I don't think I've ever had those.
What?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. You're old.
You know what? If you keep saying that, somebody's going to get stabbed.
They didn't have those in the 30s.
617 texter, I am angry they make vanilla yogurt. That's just funny in itself because I accidentally bought it once thinking it was French vanilla.
Yeah.
That's like when you're going for a drink. You drink it and you think it's Sprite, but it's just tonic water.
Oh,
yeah,
that's brutal.
That's a crappy feeling. I hear you, brother.
Or you think you bought jalapeno chips and they're lime.
Shut up, Josh. Worcester Coney Island, 10 up with a half sour. Yeah, if Worcester Coney Island shut down, I'd probably go there and demand gallons of their chili.
Are they a chili place?
No, they're a hot dog place, oh. Josh. But they put a specific kind of chili on their dogs, which is delicious, by the way. The tonight dough is better than the half baked. The texter wants to tell you.
Similar.
That's pretty good though too. Yeah, yeah. The old McDonald's fried apple pies. I'm surprised there wasn't an arms insurrection. The really crispy ones that when you ate it, it was like hot lava.
Yes, those
burning the roof of your mouth. Yeah. All right. Well, yeah. Let us know 97107, or you can call us up 617-764-9223.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news. You call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.